FM.
Look, Cozzy, I know that you have found it rather fascinating that I held a secondhand clothing store on the weekend.
Yeah, technically you had your own garage sale in a hall.
I had a little market with a couple of friends, but you found it highly amusing. Well, you're going to love this development.
Oh, wow.
Hot mess moment.
Can we just provide a snapshot? You took a whole bunch of your old clothes you didn't want anymore. You put them on a rack and you sold them to the general public.
A very small portion of them. Now, it was very cute because Frankie, my 10-year-old, who's the only of my three daughters who's interested at all in hanging out with me at the moment, was excited by this and she was my little helper. And she said, Mum, what are we going to do with all the money that we make?
Oh, wow. Yeah. Right,
planning ahead. I like it.
Yes. It was more like, where are we going to store it on the day? She said, we need a cash box.
Yeah, well, for safety, I would imagine you would have put a security guard on.
So on Saturday, we went to Bunnings and we found a cash box. And I got the cheapest one because you can get some real big, heavy duty cash boxes.
And when you say cash box, please describe.
You know, like a little cash box with a lock and key, and in there it's got like money, for, like the slots for the coins.
Oh, you're like my wife, you know. You're only ever going to use that thing once. Yeah. Why buy it? Why not just make do with a Tupperware container? Yeah, you're not Rupert Murdoch.
I'll tell you what I would have done back. I would have bought the biggest cash box available to get into the heads of the other people with stalls there. Oh, geez, she's planning a big day.
Well, that's the thing. It was embarrassing because I rocked up with my little cash box and all the other girls who are all like uber cool, like younger than me, just had like a crossbody handbag.
Nice.
Like almost like a bum bag sort of. Funny pack arrangement, and they looked, and I walked in with my little cash box, and I felt like a goober.
Absolutely, for good reason. Oh. How did it go? Hang on, did you have change and stuff in it?
Yes.
Oh, you are such a loser.
Float.
You know what?
I float.
And Frankie's with you. And this is the thing. I remember when my mum, God bless her, she used to have garage sales at Canina. I've told you this, guys. And I'd say, Mum, do we have to have a garage sale? And then I didn't have any friends at school. And then other kids with their parents would rock up and it'd be dragged to the garage sale with my mum sitting there on a deck chair haggling over 10 cents.
Hey, guys, did your mum have a bum bag or a money box?
Back in those days, Mum just had a bucket. She had a bucket she used to put the money in.
Okay.
She could have borrowed Mum's bucket.
Lucy from Kadena's bucket. That would have gone down well. Okay, so it gets worse. As you predicted, Cozzy, because Cozzy wrote down a list of things that would happen, I brought back home most of my clothes.
Yeah.
And when I got home, there was no one home to help me. Oh, so no. I was carrying all my stack of clothes and I popped the cash box on top. And as I'm walking to the door, the cash box falls and the key is still in the lock.
Uh-oh.
And the key has snapped off.
Oh, no.
Get into it.
Oh, that's great.
Oh,
wow.
You're going to have to send that cash box back to the 1950s where it belongs. Beck, Cozzy and Limo. SAFM.